G'day, it's AB and Elliot here from the Rush Hour of Queensland, your home of rugby league news right across this great state.
We love it. Get in touch with us anytime at Rush Hour QLD on Instagram and catch us via listener every week. Rush
Hour! Chad Townsend is here, fresh off his first try of the year. And more importantly, a victory for the Cowboys in Bundy yesterday. As you know, our show goes to that beautiful region. What was it like spending the day there and mingling with a crowd? Salter Oval was absolutely packed out.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. The crowd was a sellout. They were very, very loud. Obviously, you know, it was a Bulldogs home game, but it felt like a Cowboys home game, to be honest with you.
As it should.
With the amount of, you know, noise you could hear from the crowd. They were very, very vocal. It was great to, you know, see some of the fans and mix and mingle after the game. But all in all, a really successful trip for us.
Leilua obviously had a bit of a blistering performance. He has so far and seems to be really slotting into the team like he's been there for years. Is he enjoying living in North Queensland?
Yeah, he's loving it, Luciano. It's, you know, he's only been here for, I think, about a month now. And, you know, I've been really impressed by his attitude and the buy-in that he's, you know, had so far since he's been here. Changing clubs mid-year is really tough. Obviously, getting to, you know, learn the new plays, meet the coaches, meet the teammates, understand the expectations of the culture. But he has just bought in from day one, and his performance on the weekend was probably his best in Cowboys colours, and I think he's still got a lot of improvement in him. He's unbelievable for our team. What he did coming off the bench on the weekend, as well as a few others, I thought our bench was really, really strong, and he was definitely a standout.
We finally got to see a bit of a foot race between two of the fastest men on the planet, the Hammer and Josh Addo-Carr. Now, in that, it was about a 60, 70-metre sprint those two had together. It looked like the Hammer potentially had him.
He had him for sure. I mean, it still didn't look like the Hammer was trying, though. Yeah. From what I understand, our GPS, you know, clocked him at, I think it was 37 k's an hour. So that's fast.
But you've been in the 30s this year, haven't you?
Yeah, easy. I'm in the 30s.
That's just a light jog for Chad. Do you reckon we're going to hear from Gus Gould on that matter?
Oh, you think Josh Addo-Carr is now the
second fastest man? Is he going to concede defeat?
Obviously, I'll back the Hammer in, but yeah, it was good. I mean, fans were loving that.
Yeah.
Like, and you could hear the crowd, and I think all the players and probably everyone at home watching that, you know, would have been like, "Oh, it's the Hammer versus the Fox." I mean, like, it's a pretty cool storyline to see those guys go head to head. I mean, and if we had someone else there, who knows? The Fox might have. You know, got to that ball, but Hammer did a great job on that play.
Charity run at the end of the season instead of a charity fight.
Is it an unwritten rule that when you go to a place like Bundaberg that's never had an NRL game before, that you make the effort for a long period after the game to greet fans, or it's something that your coach talks to you about, or how does that happen?
Yeah, I think it's more just the playing group. Like from you know, what I saw yesterday, a lot of our guys were going towards the effort to go around and mix and mingle, and obviously, as you just mentioned, you know, Bundy hasn't seen too many NRL games. And
first one ever.
Yep. So, you know, these people who, you know, live in and around the town, they obviously don't get to see NRL players on a regular, I guess, as some of the other towns do. So, yeah, guys coming back into the locker room yesterday did take a lot longer than usual, and it was great to see.
It's looking tough the next few weeks. I mean, the Roosters obviously have pulled up like we didn't expect. Are you feeling confident going into that?
Yeah, always confident, AB. I think, you know, with the Roosters, they're always a dangerous team, you know, regardless of, I guess, how they're playing. I really respect them as a club and their coach. They've got some great senior players who, you know, really behold the standards that they hold, have, you know, for long periods of time. So we're going to have our hands full. I think physically it's going to be up to our forward pack to really stand up to the Roosters and lay that platform. And, you know, if we can match it with them and then come over the top of them, I've definitely got confidence that, you know, we've got a game plan that I feel can beat anyone.
Quite clearly, Knights-Broncos is the game of the round, but a close second, Roosters-Cowboys. You're going to hear that game on Triple M come 3 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. Rush Hour! Live across Queensland on Triple M, the Rush Hour with AB and Elliot, and from Team Triple M and Channel 9, Mr. Ben Dobbin. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm well. Obviously, a lot going on in the rugby league world. Canberra, gee whiz. You want the Raiders to do well, and then this kind of gets dished up.
We got a dog person.
What is the latest with the Ricky Stewart situation, mate?
Well, he's chosen not to take a little bit of leave. He was asked if he wanted to have a little bit of leave by the club, and he said no. That's not going to help the situation. So one game, suspended, and he will cop a $20,000 fine.
What does it mean? When a coach is suspended, they can't coach in the lead-up, or they just can't attend the games?
I don't think they'll be able to even be at the training facility for those 2 weeks, AB, and it's a first, so I don't honestly know. But in the NFL, and I'm only using that as comparative, they are not allowed anywhere near the facility. So I would suspect that that will mean that he's coaching from home.
FaceTime training.
Yes, planning, you know, getting the assistants to do it. It'd probably do him good, you know, come up here for a break.
We'll be following along. Dobbo, this weekend, the Brisbane Broncos, the Newcastle Knights. Are we expecting a couple of changes out of Brisbane after another loss on the weekend?
Yes. Brenko Lee comes in for Dean Mariner. Tamari Martin comes in for Tessie New. And Billy Walters is back to starting. And they are the big changes that will happen. And I think everybody's agreed with you that they should have happened a long time ago.
There's a lot of talk at the moment. Potentially Flegler is putting his test value out to market. His contract's up November 1. Do we know anything? Is he going to stick around?
One thing I do know is that the denials from North Queensland that they are not interested is absolute rubbish. They are one of four sides that have expressed interest, and they are making inquiries because they're looking for life after Jordan McLean. And so that is something that the Cowboys can deny all they want, but they are definitely one of the four teams that has expressed interest in seeing whether or not Tom Flegler is available. Now, Tom Flegler, the son of the Tully banana farmer, wouldn't that be a right royal to come home? He's a North Queenslander. Wouldn't that make sense to bring him home?
I mean, it certainly would. He'd look good in those Cowboys colours. Dobbo, take your professional hat off for a second.
Yeah.
Without wavering bias, which is what, unfortunately, AB and myself have on this game, do you give the Knights a chance against Brisbane on Saturday afternoon?
I don't, to be honest with you, because I don't think the Knights have that much to play for. It was a low game, that game against...
It was a great win. One of the club's great
Tigers.
Wins.
Tigers.
Oh, my God. There's 80 minutes that I'm never going to get back in my life.
It was under 20s
deal. I actually tried to will the Tigers to win just for the Adam O'Brien blow-up because I just wanted the narrative. But we'll just wait a week because we'll get one this Saturday night.
How can you both sledge Newcastle when we beat the Tigers, which is something that Brisbane couldn't do?
Yeah, but that's a different squad altogether.
No, it's not. One different player.
Hastings is gone.
One different player. Dobbo. Yeah. I mean, you're riding off the might of the red and the blue here at your own peril.
There's no might, Elliot. Let's just get a couple of things straight. The West Tigers couldn't have played any worse in that first 60 minutes. And then they put on, they absolutely bombed try after try with 20 minutes to go. And you know full well, there was every chance that they could have won that.
No, never in doubt. It was never in doubt. Newcastle controlled it from the first minute to the 80th. I don't know what game you're watching.
Elliot was messaging me in the dying minutes saying, I just know they're going to hand it over now somehow.
Yeah, of course they were. They were ready to go.
And I said, don't change your tip, dude. There's no chance.
Anyway, the Knights are great value at $6 on Bluebet this weekend. From Team Triple M and Channel 9, Mr. Ben Dobbin. Good on you, Dobbo. Appreciate you jumping on.
See you guys.
Follow the guys on Instagram at Rush Hour QLD.